Okay, good evening, everybody. Everybody had a wonderful day. So we were talking about the process of separating out the Bikurim yesterday, and now we begin to discuss the process of bringing the Bikurim to Yerushalayim, and it's an opportunity to highlight some of the very beautiful halachos that we find not only in the context of Bikurim, but to see them come to application and expression in this area is indeed very fascinating and even inspiring. So Ketzad Malin es HaBikurim, how was it done? So Koha Yarush Mamad Miskansos Lir Shal Mamad. So the first thing to review is what exactly are the Mamados. So we know there was such a thing as the Karban Tamid. It's great to see Amir. I didn't see you to begin with. Welcome back, Amir. We know that the Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim should all be represented in the Beis Hamikdash every single day, because the Karban Tamid doesn't belong to me, it doesn't belong to Neil, it doesn't belong to Jay, it doesn't belong to Vincent, it belongs to the entire Jewish people. So the question is, how are you gonna get, you know, if you want to keep the GDP up, you can't have everybody take off from work every single day. So how are you going to have representation from the Israelim? So the Kohanim had basically 2 weeks a year that they were on duty in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we call the 24 Mishmaros Kahuna. So there are 24 Mamados as well, where people from various locales, so they were on duty, and they were the representatives of the entire Jewish people. So they used to gather, and they would go up to Yerushalayim, and they would have special tfilos, they would have special Torah readings, as a way of representing the Jewish people and the Beis HaMikdash and the Karban Tamid. So the Bikurim were also organized around this principle of the Mamados, very important. And instead of having each individual simply bring their Bikurim, everybody would get together and they would sort of have this rallying point. There was something called the Rosh HaMamad. So let's say Siggi would be in charge of one of the Mamados. So we'd all start off at Siggi's house. A very beautiful thing. And the reason that not every individual would go separately for the Bikurim is based on the halachic principle of Birov Am Hadras Melech. You have more people, that gives much greater glory to the Melech, to Hashem, which is interesting that the halacha Birov Am Hadras Melech, it certainly applies in the context of Tfilah. We all try to daven not just in a tzibor, but in a large tzibor. We have it by Mikra Megillah. It's not so obvious that it should apply to Bikurim, right? It's a personal thing, but we have a notion of Birov Am Hadras Melech. They wouldn't go into anybody's homes in the city. They would actually stay in sort of the plaza. And the question is why? And the answer is very simple. They didn't want to risk becoming coming tame. And we know that in a person's home, there could very well be a dead body. People can die, obviously, in any indoor space. And then they would have contracted tuma. They wouldn't be able to perform the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim into the Mikdash. Now, it's really interesting, simply by virtue of the fact that them sleeping in the plaza of the city, the Rechova Shalir, so the Rash Mishans, one of the great commentaries on Masech the Bikurim, points out that the Mishnah in Masechas Megillah assumes that the plaza of the city, the Rechova Shalir, has intrinsic sanctity to it. So the question is why? So we know that on fast days, they used to get together in the plaza of the city. So that's the simple assumption, is that the davening that takes place there on that semi-regular basis, on the Tanios, like we have Shivas Arbatamas coming up, that grants Kedusha to the plaza of the city. The Rash Mishan says, no, it wasn't only the Tanios, it was also the fact that when they got together for Bikurim, they would sleep in this place, and because they were on their way to do a mitzvah, so that itself lent Kedusha to the Rechova Shalir. Again, most Rishonim don't have that idea. Some people take out the Girsa that the Rechova Shalir, the plaza of the city, is granted sanctity by virtue of the Bikurim, but the Rash Mishans maintains that point of view, and I think it's a very beautiful point of view. So when they would wake up early in the morning, so the Rosh HaMamid had a line, so Siggi, in our example, this would have been your line, L'mashkim hayah hamamuna omer, this is based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, kumu v'na'letzion el Hashem Elokeinu. Let's go to Zion, to God's house. And they would continue this as they marched from wherever it was they were coming from, whatever city. So on the way, they would say, Samachti be'omrim li beis Hashem nilich. That's behind me. Okay. Then when they would get to Yerushalayim, they would say, Omdos hayu raglenu b'sharayich Yerushalayim. When they got to Harabayis, they would say, Halleluka, Halluel b'kadsho. When they finally got to the Azara, they would all say, Kol ha'nishama t'halleluka, Halleluka, that the entire soul can appreciate Hashem from the place of the Mikdash. So the entire thing was like deeply choreographed. It's a very beautiful liturgy that's associated with it that would make it an even more inspiring experience than it would just otherwise be. And again, even on its own, without any of these accoutrements, certainly would have been a very inspiring experience. So again, think the two most novel points are the application of the Rovam Hadras Melech to Bikurim, which I don't think is obvious altogether. It's basically a personal korban. It's korban yachid, so why would you think you need a tzibor? And number two, the point that the Rashi Mishnas makes, that the very fact that the people who were on their way to bring Bikurim would sleep in the plaza of the particular city of the Ish HaMa'amad, the leader of that group, that could then give Kedusha, contribute to the Kedusha of the Rechova Shalir, I think is also a very novel point. Is very inspirational about just people on their way to do Bikurim, and that's a theme that we're going to see repeated throughout the Perek.